Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
July 4th member-only doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Right now, rewards members save $50 on a select Charbroil 4-burner gas grill, now just $149. Plus, save over $500 on a Whirlpool top-load laundry pair, now $886. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, these July 4th doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/7 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe. Or, at least, on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.
The morning sun bathed the South Carolina Lowcountry in a golden light, the kind that promises warmth and comfort. But for the Satterfield family, February 2018 would bring a chill that no sunlight could pierce. Gloria Satterfield, a woman known for her generous spirit and unwavering dedication, began her day like any other, tending to the needs of the Murdaugh family. For over 20 years, she had been more than a housekeeper. She was a confidant, a second mother to the Murdaugh children, and a steadfast presence in their sprawling Moselle estate. On that fateful day, the serenity of the estate was shattered. Gloria was found at the bottom of the front steps, unconscious and gravely injured. The official story was that she had tripped over the family's dogs, leading to a fatal fall. Despite medical efforts, she never regained consciousness and passed away on February 26, 2018. Her sudden departure left a void not only in the Murdaugh household, but also in the hearts of her two sons, Tony Satterfield and Brian Harriet. For Tony and Brian, their mother was the cornerstone of their world. She had worked tirelessly to provide for them, often putting their needs above her own. The news of her death was a devastating blow, a tidal wave of grief that threatened to overwhelm them. They clung to each other, seeking solace in shared memories of her laughter, her warmth, and the unconditional love she had always shown them. In the midst of their mourning, Alec Murdaugh stepped forward with an offer that seemed born out of genuine compassion. He suggested that they file a wrongful death claim against him, assuring them that his homeowner's insurance would provide a settlement to ease their financial burdens. He even recommended an attorney, Corey Fleming, to represent them, neglecting to mention that Fleming was his close friend and former college roommate. Trusting in Alec's guidance, Tony and Brian saw a glimmer of hope amidst their despair. Perhaps this settlement could honor their mother's memory, providing a foundation upon which they could rebuild their lives. They believed that Alec, a man their mother had served faithfully, was extending a hand of kindness in their darkest hour. Months turned into years, and the promised settlement remained elusive. Each inquiry they made was met with reassurances that legal matters take time. Behind these delays, however, lay a sinister truth. Unbeknownst to them, Alec and Corey had allegedly conspired to siphon off the settlement funds for their own use, leaving Tony and Brian with nothing. The realization hit them like a cold wind. The man they had trusted had allegedly betrayed them in the most callous way. The pain of losing their mother was compounded by the sting of deceit. They were left not only grieving, but also grappling with anger and confusion. How could someone their mother cared for so deeply turn his back on them? As the scandal surrounding Alec Murdo unfolded in the public eye, the Satterfield brothers found themselves thrust into a legal battle they never anticipated. In September 2021, they filed a lawsuit against Alec, Corey Fleming, and others involved, alleging fraud and a breach of fiduciary duty. The lawsuit detailed how they were kept in the dark about the settlements and how the funds were funneled into a fraudulent account controlled by Alec. The emotional toll was immense. Tony and Brian were forced to relive the loss of their mother while navigating a complex legal system that seemed overwhelming. They faced skepticism and the daunting task of challenging a powerful family's legacy. Yet, amidst the turmoil, they found strength in their mother's memory and a determination to seek justice on her behalf. Meanwhile, the community watched in disbelief as the facade surrounding the Murdo family crumbled. Alec, once a respected attorney and pillar of society, was entangled in a web of allegations that extended far beyond the Satterfield case. Accusations of embezzlement, insurance fraud, and even involvement in other mysterious deaths surfaced, painting a picture of corruption that shocked those who thought they knew him. The reopening of the investigation into Gloria's death added another layer of complexity. Authorities began to question the circumstances of her fatal fall. The inconsistencies in her death certificate, which listed her manner of death as natural, despite the traumatic injuries from the fall, raised suspicions. The lack of an autopsy and the absence of a thorough investigation at the time of her death seemed glaring oversights. For Tony and Brian, the possibility that their mother's death was not an accident, but perhaps the result of negligence, or worse, was a haunting thought. They grappled with a mix of grief and indignation, yearning for answers while fearing what those answers might reveal. The idea that her death could have been prevented, or that it was exploited for financial gain by someone she trusted, was almost too much to bear. In courtrooms and legal offices, the battle intensified. Prosecutors accused Alec of using trust as a weapon, exploiting the vulnerabilities of those who relied on him. The pattern of alleged misconduct suggested a calculated manipulation, targeting individuals during their most vulnerable moments. The betrayal felt by the Satterfield brothers was shared by others who came forward with similar stories. As the legal proceedings continued, emotional testimonies shed light on the human impact of Alec's alleged actions. During sentencing hearings, family members of victims, including Tony and Brian, spoke of the profound hurt and disillusionment they experienced. Their words painted a vivid picture of the devastation wrought by one man's greed. "She loved your family like her own," Tony said in court, his voice tinged with a mixture of sadness and resolve. "How could you betray her memory and take advantage of us when we were grieving?" Gloria's sister, Ginger Hadwin, echoed these sentiments. "Do you not have a soul?" she asked Alec directly. "You took everything from us, the mother of her sons, the sister of her siblings, and then you tried to profit from her death. It's unforgivable." The emotional weight of their statements hung heavily in the courtroom, a stark contrast to the calculated legal maneuvers unfolding. Their pain was palpable, resonating with all who heard their voices. Outside the courtroom, the community grappled with the unfolding scandal. The Murdo family, once held in high esteem, became a symbol of the dangers of unchecked power and privilege. Trust in local institutions wavered, and conversations about justice and accountability took on new urgency. Amidst the chaos, Tony and Brian sought solace in honoring their mother's legacy. They established Gloria's Gifts, a foundation aimed at supporting underprivileged children, reflecting Gloria's lifelong commitment to helping others. Through acts of kindness and community engagement, they found a way to channel their grief into positive action, ensuring that their mother's spirit lived on. Their journey was fraught with challenges. Legal battles are rarely swift or straightforward, and the emotional toll was compounded by the public scrutiny they faced. Yet, they remained steadfast, buoyed by the support of friends, family, and strangers moved by their story. In December 2021, a settlement was reached that provided some financial restitution to the Satterfield family. While it was a significant step toward justice, Tony and Brian understood that no amount of money could replace what they had lost. The settlement was a means to hold those responsible accountable, but the wounds inflicted by betrayal would take much longer to heal. As investigations into Alex's alleged crimes continued, the full extent of his actions came to light. Charges piled up, including those related to the murders of his wife, Maggie, and son, Paul, in June 2021. The intertwining of these tragedies cast a long shadow over the community, leaving many to wonder how such darkness could have festered unnoticed. The exhumation of Gloria's body, a heart-wrenching but necessary step in seeking the truth, underscored the seriousness of the investigation into her death. For her sons, the prospect of disturbing her final resting place was painful, but the need for answers outweighed their hesitation. They hoped that this final act could bring clarity and perhaps some measure of peace. Throughout this ordeal, the emotional landscape was complex. Feelings of anger, sadness, confusion, and betrayal mingled with moments of hope and determination. The Satterfield brothers navigated this tumultuous path with a resilience that spoke to their character and the values their mother had instilled in them. They were not alone in their journey. The community, once hesitant, began to rally around them. Support poured in from unexpected places, neighbors, advocacy groups, even people from across the country who were touched by their story. This outpouring of empathy reinforced their belief that justice was worth pursuing, not just for themselves, but for all who had been wronged. Legal experts and commentators highlighted the broader implications of the case. Discussions about legal ethics, the responsibilities of attorneys, and the importance of transparency became central themes. The Murdoch saga served as a catalyst for examining systemic flaws and considering reforms to prevent such abuses from happening again. As time passed, the emotional intensity of the situation began to shift. While the pain remained, there was also a sense of empowerment. Tony and Brian had taken control of their narrative, transforming from victims into advocates. Their efforts contributed to a growing movement for accountability and integrity within the legal system. In quiet moments, they reflected on their mother's life, the sacrifices she made, the love she gave freely, and the lessons she imparted. They found comfort in memories of her laughter, her unwavering support, and the way she brought warmth to everyone around her. Honoring her became their guiding light. The story of Gloria Satterfield is a tapestry woven with threads of love, loss, betrayal, and resilience. It is a testament to the enduring strength of family bonds and the capacity for individuals to rise above adversity. Her legacy transcends the circumstances of her death, illuminating the impact one person can have on the lives of many. As the sun set over the marshes, casting hues of amber and crimson across the horizon, the Lowcountry stood at a crossroads. The events that had transpired were a stark reminder of the fragility of trust and the consequences when it is broken. Yet they also highlighted the potential for healing and transformation when communities come together. The path forward was clear for Tony and Brian. They would continue to seek justice, not out of vengeance, but out of a commitment to truth and the hope that their actions might protect others from similar harm. Their journey was a tribute to their mother, a reflection of the values she embodied and the love she shared. In the broader narrative, the Murdoch case served as a catalyst for change. It prompted difficult conversations and inspired efforts to strengthen legal oversight and ethical standards. While the road to reform is long and complex, the momentum generated by these events holds the promise of a more just and accountable system. As we consider the emotional journey of all those involved, we are reminded of the profound impact that one life can have. Gloria Satterfield was more than a housekeeper. She was a mother, a sister, a friend, and a beacon of kindness. Her story resonates because it touches on universal themes: the pursuit of justice, the power of resilience, and the enduring nature of love. In the end, the legacy of Gloria Satterfield and the courage of her sons offer a message of hope. Even in the face of profound betrayal and loss, it is possible to find strength, to seek truth, and to effect meaningful change. Their story is a testament to the human spirit's capacity to overcome adversity and to illuminate the path toward a brighter future.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
Well, they said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.